The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Live Off the Record with Shivalva Lang is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, the Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivalva Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I hope you all realize that all yesterday, or the day before, I believe, I was calling the wrong day. The whole show, I was between Monday and Tuesday. Boy, that's some good living. But what a day we have today. We are live, on remote, by the headquarters of Tropical Gyros with the great one and only Chef Kelvin Kalmar.
Hey, Shivalva, how you doing?
We've got also one of those great agents who's making some stuff happen in the investment world for Bahamians through ROAC X. We've got Darcy Ryan Jr. with us today. We are on location. And so we're going to talk to you a little bit more about some of why we are on location today. If you want to give us a call, well, I don't know if you could call us today, but you certainly could text me today. You could text me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043 today. So, Chef, you're a big deal. I might as well tell you, right? Because I had to fly all the way here from Freeport, Grand Bahama, woo, to be on location at this spot for Tropical Gyros. Well, so something big must be going on. You got to tell me what's happening.
First and foremost, thank you for that, Shivago. I greatly appreciate you making that that travel here to Nassau. You know, that I'm pretty sure that as much as you've traveled, sometimes it's still a hassle. So the fact that you are here today, we truly appreciate that. So thank you very much. Well, we are here because, you know, we have come to the crowd through ROAC X to talk about raising money in order to expand Tropical Gyros. I have always harped on the fact that the integral component to the expansion of Tropical Gyros is to have a production distribution center in order to ensure consistent quality of taste, no matter what location you go to. And so right now, we are sitting outside of our production distribution center that will act as that base for to support logistically all of the expansion opportunities that we're going to have with Tropical Gyros, including the one 2 doors down in the same plaza,
okay,
which would be our second location. So here we are.
So that when I get my Tropical Gyro here, and I get mine down in Palmdale, and I get mine someplace else, I'm expecting to get essentially the same thing.
Exactly the same. We are going to operate just as any international franchise operates. So you go, if you go to Kentucky, they say at any location in New Providence, it tastes the same. It's supposed to taste the same as it does in America. We are offering the same experience for our customers by having this location, because all of our seasonings, sauces, dressings will be made here.
Okay.
And shipped to all of the locations. So the meat will already be seasoned. Okay? So the meat that's seasoned will go to Palmdale, will go to JFK, right, 2 doors down. And then if we hopefully go to Prince Charles and Carmichael, it'll go there. Not only that, when we come to Freeport.
Uh-oh.
When we come to your neck of the woods.
Uh-oh.
All right? We will be coming in the same process. Uh-oh. So it will taste the same in Freeport as it does here in New Providence.
I can get back to you on that one. Brother Raming, I don't know why you have me calling you Darcy Ryan. That's my bad, Darcy Ramming Jr., brother Ramming Sr., please forgive me, so I don't get this talented, brilliant young man's name mixed up. But I have to think that you must be awfully proud when you see the manifestation of the investment opportunities created through your platform come to reality in this way.
Well, you know, I'm from a business family, and thank you for having me on the show. And for us, when we built Arawakx, we always imagined ourselves in chef's position. Like, you know, how would we use the platform to advance whatever business we had started? So for us, it's not really about, I'm super happy that it's working, obviously. You know, we bet the family farm on trying to get this thing up. But, you know, for us, it's about seeing our customers, our issuers, actually put the money to work, start to do commerce in a meaningful way, in a way that's never been able to be done before in this country before. And so we're really happy to be a part of Chef's story. We're really happy that it's working. His creative genius is going to flourish now as he expands into the next phase of his business. So really happy to be a part of his story.
And that's the bottom line, eh, Chef. You here actually utilizing now for the purposes of generating value to the customers, mm-hmm. and opportunities for returns for your investors. Mm-hmm. So you're now putting that money into use, exactly. And that was what it was raised for.
That is exactly what it was raised for. You know, many times, this whole crowdfunding is a new space for Bahamians, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes people are very reluctant to jump on board unless they really know you, mm-hmm. right? And so it's very important for our investors and for any potential future investors out there on these platforms to actually be able to see the process working, to be able to see, wait a minute, this gentleman and his company went out there to raise money to do A, B, and C, and he is doing exactly what he said he planned to do. He's not going out there like someone once said to me, boy, if I give you the money, you're going to take the money and run and go buy a Mercedes Benz.
I don't see no, I was just going to tell you, I don't see no Benz, I see no Lexus.
No, I got my same CRV with the dent in the side of the door, you know. And so, you know, it's important that the investors and the public at large see that this thing is coming to fruition, you know. So we did a launch where we were in front of the new location. And in doing that, I said, yes, this is going to be our second location. Now, coming forward, today we're doing this in Production Distribution Center, because that is also part of the plan that we look to do.
Now, you know, I'm looking at Arawakx's platform with respect to Tropical Gyros, and you got 869 investors. I don't have my glasses on.
Okay.
869 investors. That's a lot of folk that you have to be accountable to and demonstrate some value for.
You know what? And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because I'm humbled by that, because it tells me that almost 900 Bahamians, right, from the grandmother, the pensionable grandmother, who called me the other day and said, Chef, I bought my 4 shares at $36.
Right.
And I told her, I said, you were just as important to me as the investor that invested $50,000, because it is your investment that is allowing me to also move forward. And so, you know, to be able to be accountable to all of these people forced me to then start saying, you know what, now I need to step up. You know, my wife said to me, now listen, you know, we got to be right now. We got to do this thing right. You know, women, you know, behind every successful man, there's a strong woman. But she's not behind me. She's beside me. And she's always been beside me. She doesn't like to come out in the public. But she's right there as my conscience. And I have then aligned myself with a good financial manager, Jonathan Mitchell from Symphony Financial. He's been guiding me along the way, making me accountable for everything that we do now, transparently. I put the board in place, and we're going to be meeting the first week of October at the end of the close, so that we can then see the board, we can lay out in front of the board exactly where we're at. And then moving forward, I will be governed and guided
by their expertise. Mm. Because I think it's important. I think it's important for people, and this is why we do things like this live. And we come out to let people know, look, your money is not being used to fuel my lifestyle. I work for you. Yes, I am the majority shareholder of Tropical Jobs, but I work for my investors because they have entrusted me with their money. House Littles, from $36 all the way up to, I think, my largest investors probably invested $50,000, right? So from $36 to $50,000, I work for them. Mm-hmm. I work to ensure that we are moving the company forward strategically, right? We're not just going to jump out there and start expanding all over the place. But this is phase one. Mm-hmm. The second location, and more importantly, the production distribution center to support the logistically those two locations.
Brother Raming, he said something that reminded me of something you said when we first interviewed you. When you said, listen, man, you going out there to the public looking for investors, first that idea, and then who is going to be managing and operating and leading this thing? He said, that's the second most important thing.
Absolutely.
Right? And Chef just ended on it, right? That integrity, that trust, that's critical.
Absolutely. You know, you could have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have the right team, it's not going to come to fruition. And, you know, so as part of our listing requirements at ROACX is we do a deep dive. The issuers almost think it's too deep of a dive into people's backgrounds and their histories, as well as do they have the competencies to, have they done this before? You know, those kinds of questions. And, you know, Chef ticks all of the boxes. His team ticks all of the boxes. We expect that he's going to give it his best shot. All of the corporate governance and structure is there to make sure that he's transparent as he's doing it. And then ultimately, investing is about believing in people. And do you believe that a guy like Chef, with the resources now that he has the second location and a distribution center, is going to grow and expand from here? And so that's a choice that investors have to make. All the information is there. It's available. There's still 17 days left for you to make an investment. And so I encourage people, what I learned as a young man when I was investing is go down and see, go down and touch, go down and have a conversation with the team that's running this thing. And then you can make up your mind. Because numbers are numbers, but you can see... For example, if you want to see how popular he is, go to any of his lunchtime in Palmdale,
yeah.
And you'll see what the quality of it is. Go taste his food. See if he actually can make a good product. You know, these are important things. I mean, this is a food business. He has to be able to deliver that value consistently. And so that's what your money is there to add to what he's already built and to take him. So that's what investing is
about.
Don't
talk about taste because... In a little bit, we...
Yes, you are. I do have lunch coming for you, Shabak. I do have lunch coming.
But you know what I like about a public investing platform? It has a great deal more demands on the enterprise looking for investors than a private investment scenario would. Because you don't just... And I think that's important for people to realize... You don't put yourself out to the public without the regulators having something to say about it.
Absolutely. So crowdfunding is an exemption from some very stringent listing requirements. But it's not an exemption from securities laws.
Exactly.
You have to still do a lot of things. It's a little bit lower of a process than an IPO.
Right.
But it's still in the spirit of an IPO. So it's really important that people understand that Chef didn't just say one day, I raised my hand, I want to be on this platform. He did say that, and then I think our compliance department gave him
months and months of work to do. Your internal compliance requirements, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's you don't just get to sign up on a platform like ROACX, maybe on somebody else's platform, but we're here to protect the investor, to make sure that the business, the operator, the team is going to give a legitimate shot at trying to grow this money. And that's all you can ask for in this world.
And you protect your listers from unscrupulous investors, because they too have to go through KYC requirements. Yeah. And, of course, the integrity of your own system.
Yes, this is the land of the sharks. you know, there are bad actors on both sides of the of an investment. And so we're here to make sure that everyone is able to, is who they say they are, is trying to do legitimate and honest business and investment, and we'll give it a fair shot. And when it works, then profits get divided as dividends. So it should be a beautiful thing.
Chef, we're going to take a break now, but when we come back, we see these businesses are about the products and services that they provide. So we're going to talk about the products, which I'm looking at and smelling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We are here on location at Tropical Gyros with Chef Kevin Kulmer. This is the production center underway, folks, from the investments that were raised through ROX. And there's, I walked down the road there, and there's another location for Tropical Gyros coming. Given that I'm smelling what I'm smelling, I don't know, boy. Oh, man. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
It's not too late. You still have an opportunity to be one of the new owners in Tropical Gyros today. All you have to do is go to ArawakX.com, select Tropical Gyros, and click Invest to start access. It's that easy. Don't forget to pay to secure your investment. For assistance in signing up, we will be at the new location in the JFK Plaza. For more information, call 603-5270 or email invest@ArawakX.com.
Babe, you marsh the car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Don't miss A Night of Comedy, starring the Hallelujah Boys, David Wallace and Will Stubbs, plus headliner Dynamite Daisy, on Friday, the 23rd of September. Doors open at 7 p.m., showtime 8 p.m. at St. John's Auditorium. And on Sunday, matinee, the 25th, also at St. John's. Doors open at 2 p.m., showtime is 3 p.m. Tickets priced at $25 for general seating and $35 for VIP are available at the 17th Shop on Collins Avenue, Logos Bookstore, the original Swiss Sweet Shop, Carey's Department Store, and Courtesy Supermarket on Carmichael Road. That's A Night of Comedy with the Hallelujah Boys, David Wallace and Will Stubbs, and Dynamite Daisy. Two nights of hilarious comedy. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the support business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Party Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
The Water and Sewage Corporation will be hosting the 31st Annual Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association Conference under the theme Recovery and Evolution: Regional Actions for Global Sustainability in Water and Wastes. This will be held October 17th through 21st, 2022 at the Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island. To register, visit the conference website at cwwa.net/cwwa-conference-2022.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are on location at the newly under development production center for Tropical Gyros, just around R&D Plaza, by the way, or the JFK Plaza. Just down the couple of shops from the center, the production center, is a Tropical Gyros coming. And I'm here with Chef Kevin Culmer, Asi Rami Jr. Listen, folks, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I almost didn't make it back from the break. Because Chef them, like, they just not right. They put out here chicken gyro, lemon chicken gyro, shrimp gyro, pork gyro, and chicken salad. I have a salmon gyro, right? I chose the salmon because, you know, I'm a healthy eater. At least I'm pretending to be so today. And that were my options. You know, I don't eat mayonnaise, so I didn't want that one. But man, so Chef tell me, said, well, okay, put the other one on your thing, which I did. I can tell you, I don't lie, like, I could do salmon where I could eat gyro, because I'm not really a salmon fan. But oh my God, the gyro is very good. This salmon gyro, oh my goodness. I've tasted gyros at different places, and I've enjoyed them. But this is the bomb, right? That's Generation X. Kind of, this is really good. I'm sorry, millennials. I don't know what you always say, you know, but all the folks who born before 1967 would understand when I say it's the bomb. Listen, Chef, brilliant.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
Brilliant,
I appreciate
sir.
That.
Really?
You know, every time for any consumer that eats the food and comes up and says it to me, how much they enjoy it, you know, I get goosebumps, and I get really humbled by it, because it's, as a chef, you know, the greatest thing that a chef can have is for someone to say, look, I enjoy your food, right? And, you know, it is really, tells me I did it right.
You did it right.
And it's important, and that's why I say to people, you know, look, I'm not just expanding to expand sake. I have to do it properly, because I want to make sure that, just how you're eating this now, I keep talking about this consistency, you know, the importance. Hi, you want a sandwich? Without a doubt, how are you? You have a shrimp?
And see, someone already heard.
I want to say, hold on a second.
Heard and on the way,
Turn on the way.
I almost went an early break, right? Because y'all really interrupted when I was like halfway into that salmon gyro, right? And I really didn't. I wasn't interested in stopping. See that? You see? Someone drive all the way up here. That's and say it's awesome. All righty.
Enjoy, ma'am.
So, chef, yeah, the product at the end of the day, it's all about the product.
It is.
That's what the customer wants.
Yes.
And what I like about this, like this ticks off, Darcy said it earlier, it ticks off a lot of the boxes, right? Because it's healthy. Okay. It's a heavy, light lunch. Like you could have this and go back to work and not sleep, I believe, because it's got a good combination of your veggies and your greens, and you got some salmon in there. And boy, listen to me. I know if somebody told you, chef, she got pineapple in it.
Yes.
Pineapple and make anything, man.
I know. I love pineapple. I love the pineapple and the mango. And for those of you who are listening, if you'd like, you can go on our Facebook page and see us live, and you can get to see the food streaming.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm on Facebook. Hello, everybody, who might be looking at us.
You was Facebooking when I was eating. That ain't right. Because I look like I was like just diving right into that, right?
you know, it's days like this, you know, make me feel really, really overjoyed, right? And you know, I get very emotional at times. My wife laughs at me because I cry sometimes on certain movies and on certain commercials.
Me and you.
Okay, all right, cool.
It's okay.
So
when you get over 50,
yeah,
it'll be easier to cry.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
Cool.
Don't like that. That's just normal, right. Yeah.
So, you know, seeing that and hearing people and just the joy of what's going on right now, and I know there's a lot of hard work to be done, right? And this week has been very, very crazy. You know, I enjoy holidays, but I hate it because it condenses the week and makes me have to catch up.
Mm.
But you know, as I sit and have my electrician going through the place,
you're very strict electrician.
Yeah,
I'm
very strict. This is my electrician, Delano. Yeah.
We almost ready, eh?
No problem. I just
ready. It's almost ready. You're almost ready. Yeah. You talk about cry. I almost cry because I'm sitting here like trying to finish that, right? And y'all interrupted me.
Oh, Lord.
So I feel really badly about it, right?
I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that.
But seriously, and so the vision is essentially to cover the island.
Yes. Yes. And then go through the family island. I'd like to go, ideally, I'd like people to go to Prince Charles next.
Okay.
After we do this one here.
Okay.
But, you know, like I've been advised, you know, we have to scale it, we have to make sure that we're in a position financially to do it, because, you know, we want to be what COVID showed us in 2020. You know, I had expanded.
Okay.
I had expanded to downtown in 2019. And when COVID came and knocked us out, we weren't in a position to withstand it.
Expansion is a strategic decision, isn't it?
Yes.
It's
very, 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 very strategic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, When we came up with the figure, we didn't just come up with an $800,000 figure to say, oh, that should throw a figure in the air. We to how much it would cost to open up 3 more locations and
right.
a production distribution.
Right.
And so even though we haven't achieved that, we've achieved enough to get this first phase done, which is another location
right.
and the production. And so I know Darcy is going to bring some more clarity to the importance of that. So I'm going to pass this over to you, Darcy.
Yes. So you guys touched on something really, really important, which is that it's actually really expensive to grow. You know, a lot of people think you can just shoestring these things. If you shoestring a business, oftentimes you can kill the business. And so that's what crowdfunding is really here for. He needs your support in the form of investment dollars, in the form of being a customer, to expand the business. And that's where the returns come. So if you try and shoestring things and a bump comes along, you won't be able to withstand it. In fact, growth is actually one of the biggest killers of businesses. And so ArawakX is there to provide financing for businesses by linking them up with investors, but also to provide some of the knowledge that we know and how to grow properly, because it is a challenge, and this is going to be a challenging period, but well capitalized with the right team and the right advisors and his community of customers, as well as community of 800 plus investors. He has 800, 900 minds all trying to figure out how to make sure that this thing is successful.
Yeah.
And so that's something that is, you don't just get at a bank loan.
And I did the expanding. I in Freeport, I ran a restaurant. I had a branch in Lucaya. It was called Nays Pancake Place. I had a branch downtown. I had one in the shipyard. And then I, in partnership, somebody else was running another kind of restaurant.
Wow. Wow.
And you know what you immediately discover is, notwithstanding the appeal of your product, the management of all those assets and people is now a different scenario than your one concentrated unit.
Shivago.
Right?
I'm watching your facial expressions, right?
Man, bro.
And I feel you. I feel you, you know, and we put out a clarion call on social media for our managers and food service workers, right? And I've gotten about, I think we've gotten about almost 300 resumes in the past 2 weeks. And so my wife is at home going through each one. You know, that was one of her challenges when she was there, when she worked for Kalina. She would always vet the resumes and determine who should be interviewed. Mm. And so she's going through that process now, because we know now that it's imperative that I build the right team.
Yeah, no question about that.
You know, I have some good girls working for me and guys in the kitchen team. What's happening? I hope everybody's doing well. You know, that you're not on your phone behind the line. That's always a challenge. But, you know, I know that I need to find the right managers, the right team workers, because it is a team.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I created the recipes and I've done the hard work, but I couldn't have gotten here without the support of my team.
And now you're going to be adding to that team.
Yes.
At the center.
Yes.
And then at the other.
Yes, branches. We're looking right now to, we're going to need about 25 new hires.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. To be able to support this, the location here. And I'm going to be moving two of my strong people, a couple of my people from Rosetta down here.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can't put all new staff here. It would be too difficult. And so I'm switching up two of my strongest people, bringing them, you know, switching them up and keeping them here and keeping them and some at Rosetta Street. So, yes, it's going to be, that's going to be the fun part, though, the training.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love to teach. I love to teach and I love to train. And
when they nail it? When that staff nails it, you go like, oh,
yeah,
oh man, that just looks and feels right.
I know.
Like this texter told me, say, good day, millennials say it slaps. Man, that salmon gyro slaps. All right, just so y'all, let me translate that. We're gonna take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We are here on location at Tropical Gyros, JFK Plaza, here with Chef Kevin Kalmer. Listen to me. Chef Kalmer is one of the most enthusiastic entrepreneurs I have ever met in my life. I'm serious. You can tell this ain't just no business for him. This is his thing, right? And it comes across. You can feel it. And so we're here on location. Here's where the production center is going to be. That's where they're going to roll out all the ingredients standardized for each of the branches and so far. So when you get your gyro, it don't make no difference if you get it in Palmdale or get it here at JFK Plaza or wherever else you get it. You're going to get that quality gyro. If the sauce you're going to get on your salmon gyro is anything like the sauce I have, oh, sugar now. Anyway, we're going to be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Don't miss A Night of Comedy, starring the Hallelujah Boys, David Wallace and Will Stubbs, plus headliner Dynamite Daisy, on Friday, the 23rd of September. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime, 8 p.m. at St. John's Auditorium. And on Sunday, matinee, the 25th, also at St. John's. Doors open at 2 p.m. Showtime is 3 p.m. Tickets priced at $25 for general seating and $35 for VIP are available at the 17th Shop on Collins Avenue. The original Swiss Sweet Shop, Carey's Department Store, and Courtesy Supermarket on Carmichael Road. That's A Night of Comedy with the Hallelujah Boys, David Wallace and Will Stubbs, and Dynamite Daisy. Two nights of hilarious comedy. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
The Water and Sewage Corporation will be hosting the 31st Annual Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association Conference under the theme Recovery and Evolution, Regional Actions for Global Sustainability in Water and Waste Sectors. This will be held October 17th through 21st, 2022 at the Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island. To register, visit the conference website at cwwa.net/cwwa-conference-2022.
It's not too late. You still have an opportunity to be one of the new owners in Tropical Gyros today. All you have to do is go to ArawakX.com, select Tropical Gyros, and click Invest to start the process. It's that easy. Don't forget to pay to secure your investment. For assistance in signing up, we will be at the new location in the JFK Plaza. For more information, call 603-5270 or email invest@arawak.com.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we are live on location at Tropical Gyros Coming Production Center for, you know, that investment you made in Tropical Gyros over the Arawak X platform. Well, the money is being put into the production center where they are going to produce all of the necessary inputs for the various stores, whether they're in Patson Palmdale or right here in the JFK Plaza and any other location. And the Be More, get your investment rolling. I can tell you all, I am waking awake. I'm waking awake. But so I'm here with Chef Kevin Culmer, and he is sharing with us what's going to happen here at the JFK Plaza. And we also have Darcy Raming Jr., who is, he's the man. Listen, man, you know, for some of y'all, I saw somebody the other day posted something where it had to do with illegal immigration, and they said, this is the future of the Bahamas. No, dude. This Raming Jr. people, they're the future of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And so we're here talking about the expansion being done by Arawak X, I mean by Tropical Gyros, following its investment campaign, which they raised some funds for phase one. There's still 12 days? There's still 17 days left in the process, so you can invest from, what's the minimum?
$36.
From $36 all the way up to $1 million, if that's what you want to do. But it's really a democratic opportunity in that people who say, no, man, that ain't for me, yes, that's for you, because if I promise you, if you stop drinking 2 sodas a month for 12 months, you got $36.
Indeed.
Right?
And that is absolutely correct. You know, I was having a discussion this morning with someone, and I said, you know, many people in the beginning, they see a business come out, and they have no idea that what the business is going to do, okay? Our biggest Bahamian franchise, you know, Elaine Pinder from Bamboo Shack, wonderful lady. I admire her and what she has done, you know, and always respect her as a Bahamian business entrepreneur and a Bahamian woman and someone who had a vision, went after it. And I say to someone, I said, imagine when Elaine took the concept of chicken in the bag, right, standardized the process of how it's delivered, made it more accessible, instead of, you know, give me a Thai snack, give me a breast snack. Okay, systemize things and grew to what it is today. In the beginning, people probably couldn't see Bamboo Shack reaching where it is today. In the beginning. Now, with Tropical Gyros, we've been around for 7 years, 5 years at Rosetta Street. I'm saying to people, imagine now, you don't want to be sitting down there 5 years from now when we cut a deal to go in America with 100 units, with an American food company wanting to buy 100 units of Tropical Gyros. And then the Tropical Gyros valuation jumps now to $100 million, saying, my goodness, I should have jumped in for $9 a share.
It's true. No, it's true. Not only that, you know, the touristic potential of the Bahamas is far from maximally tapped. I want you all to know that. We got 7 million tourists coming here, and nobody knows where our cap is on tourism possibilities in this country. Mm-hmm. We do not know. So you have possibilities of growing a franchise right here in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. beyond even before you,
right.
is definitely
right.
an opportunity. Caribbean flavors and what have you, right now, sexy niches in the food industry,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And, you know, I'm a Jew. I just love that vision that you just said. Listen, you get in early,
yeah.
and you have to be the pioneering. Yeah, I got in early and I got it done.
Yeah, I mean,
and imagine that coming in at $36, $100, $200.
You know, and so, you know, like Darcy and his dad always said, you know, I might come back to the crowd in another 15, 18 months or so to get some more expansion. But the thing about it is the valuation won't be $9 a share then. It'll be more because we would have had a second unit. We would have more capital assets. And so, therefore, those persons who came in at $9 would have an opportunity possibly to even sell if they so choose at a higher value. But then the persons who decided, nah, I'm not going to come in right now, I'm just not sure yet. Then they see in 2 years from now, you know what, I want to jump in. You just lost yourself some money because of the fact that you could have come in at $9. And so we made it affordable. Like I said, you know, when I get calls from pensioners saying theirs for their granddaughter, I said, lovely.
Yeah.
I bought some shares for my child.
And that's the thing, you know, you're in it for the long haul. Well, I can tell you one thing. This person says, I'm thinking of investing. And now they say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm investing. All right? And by the way, he says, Darcy, them go to the church.
Well, I think this is a good time to remind people about the mechanics of the investment.
Before we do that, let's do it when we have more time. We have to go to a news break. So I want you to be able to take your time and give us that information, because that's important.
Okay.
You can't invest if you don't do it right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. And then when we come back, then we are going to hear from Brother Raming on the mechanics. What do? You're excited. You want to get in. You know you can get in. Listen to me. I mean, 36. I'm not giving you investment advice, but I'm saying, right, to get in at $36 or that kind of thing, that's affordable. That's doable. That's something that says I now own. And so when we come back, we're going to learn how that can happen after the news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm here with Chef Kevin Culmer of Tropical Gyro, FK Plaza, where they are putting their production center in place and yet another branch of Tropical Gyros. And I'm also here with Darcy Raming Jr. from Arawak X. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Do you know someone whose light shines bright by the good that they do? Well, it's that time of year again where you get to nominate your hidden hero, that special person who helps the community without even being asked. You have until September 30th to go to caretodaybahamas.org and nominate your hidden hero today. Let your light shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Listen, I'm telling you, right? Because we're outside on location at JFK Plaza where Tropical Gyros is finishing up, getting ready to put in place their production center for the expansion they're doing of Tropical Gyros. And we're here talking with Chef Kevin Culmer and also Darcy Raming Jr. of Arawak X, which was the platform, the crowdfunding platform that made it possible for Chef Culmer and his team to raise funding for this expansion. Once again, I spoke to one of your other clients the other day, Dr. Johnson, Danny Johnson, whose thing was like, I think that was a record.
Yeah, well, I mean, the platform's new, so
yeah,
we have no idea what this market will do.
Right.
I would like to see a lot more businesses come. I love being around businessmen. I love the off the air conversation. It's all been business, different parts, things that you learn, because at the end of the day, it's about serving the customer. And as Chef earlier said, it makes him beam with pride. He gets the jitters when people say they like his food. Well, that's really what all real entrepreneurs feel when people enjoy their product, you know. So I love being in this environment, and I want to see many more businessmen make it and survive in this country.
I don't know, but Chef, though, today he made me wonder because, I mean, let's think about it, right? I haven't eaten Tropical Gyros before. Rather than just bring me one meal, right? He puts all these options on the table and then asks me to pick. I mean, like, seriously? Like, I mean, no, I'm serious, right? So how do you do that to a human being? Pork and chicken and salmon and shrimp and everything looks good. And I'm supposed to pick. I never ate one of the days before. Thank God I'm a pretty smart fellow. I picked the salmon, you know what I mean? And smartly enough, had two sauces. So I don't need mayonnaise. That sauce, I think my son would have killed that sauce. But he had another sauce. I'm not going to ask him what was in it, but listen to me. Balance flavor. You know, some flavors, like, they overwhelm you either with the salt or the sweet or the
right.
Just balance. Yeah. And it made the thing just, it was tasty, but it was a light tasty.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know, it. People always ask me, you know, how did Tropical Jazz come about? So I left my job in March of 2015.
Because you ain't Greek.
No.
Okay.
Well, I was an executive chef for a Greek. I did Naughty Johnny's, and I'm always grateful. You know, my condolences to Mike's family because he just passed.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Right? But I will always be grateful to him and his wife Tina for giving me the opportunity to put out a menu, develop the menu at Naughty Johnny's, and it still stands today. So they've done some tweaking, obviously, but. The fact is that they gave me that opportunity to show to the Bahamian public my talent. And so I will always be grateful. So when I left in March...
But do me this favor, please, mm-hmm. Chef. Before you got to the actual chefing, how did you train?
Well, I started off working for Popeyes in New Orleans.
Okay.
In 1985, you know, after university, I was fiddling and faddling, doing fashion.
You know Popeye Popinato, right?
Oh, yeah, Popinato,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I was working for Saks Fifth Avenue as the assistant manager of men's clothing. And
okay.
It wasn't fast enough for me.
You hear that? Chef was in the fashion.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to.
Clothing business.
Yeah, I used to be the guy for Tempo downtown when we were downtown through the corner working for Marty and Dennis the Dodd. Yeah, man. I was, you know, modeling and all that kind of stuff back in the days.
Man, I get to watch you, Chef. You're scaring me now.
So, you know, I found that the Saks Fifth Avenue fashion thing was too slow for me.
Okay.
I'm a very hyper, you know, I like to move around.
Okay.
So I saw an ad for Popeye's restaurant managers.
Okay.
And what they do with their restaurant management training program is everybody comes in at the same level, whether you high school, bachelor's or master's degree.
Okay.
Everybody comes through because it's an 18-week training program.
Okay.
And broken up in 6 week and 3 6-week segments. At the end of the 18 weeks, you do an assessment test.
Okay.
And based on your evaluation, we determine your placement in the program, in the management program.
Okay.
You have to get 80% or better. Well, I scored in the highest percentile.
Okay.
I scored actually 98% on my evaluation.
All right. Okay.
And so I was an area manager within 3 months of finishing of this. And so for years, I worked in fast food management. And then in 98 in Canada, I was working for Burger King at the time. I said, you know what? I want to become a chef, but I got to become a cook first, right? But I didn't want to go back to school. I already had a degree. So people said, well, look, you're already in the industry. Try to find a chef that you could apprentice under, which I did. And I found a chef and went through their apprenticeship program. And this is why when people start talking about, you know, education here in the country and the things that we're having, you know, apprenticeships are a great way for
excellent
those persons who don't find themselves on a program of academia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so, you know, one of these days we can sit down and have that conversation.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So I did the apprenticeship program and took my exam and got Red Seal certified because the designation is Cook's Red
you
Seal.
You got what? Red?
It's called Cook's Red Seal Certification.
Okay, see, I want you to say it so some young person who listening
can understand
and yes. Say, I could follow that path.
Yes, you can. So I got Cook's Red Seal Certification,
okay.
Which allowed me to work anywhere in North America and the Caribbean as a certified cook.
Wow. Because
that's the trade.
Okay.
Because everybody that finishes school, whether you're culinary arts or whether you go through apprenticeship, you're a cook. That's your trade designation. It's not a chef.
Okay.
There is no such thing as a chef trade designation.
Okay.
It's a cook as the trade, just like there's a plumber.
Okay.
As a masonry, as an electrician.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a cook's designation.
Okay.
You become a chef when you get hired and given the title of chef after you've reached certain abilities.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No, a lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
Okay? So everybody that you call a chef attire on is not necessarily a chef. It's like a paralegal isn't a lawyer.
I got you.
Right?
But could no plenty law.
No plenty law.
Okay.
Okay. So I got my Red Seal certification in 2000, and because I had a lot of restaurant management behind me, by 2002, I was at an executive chef level.
Okay.
Which means I could create, open up restaurants from start to finish, create menus, costing, the whole works.
Okay.
And so
I just found that that was always in me, I guess.
Okay.
You know, that was where God had given me my talent.
Okay.
I was trying to force feed it when I was a kid. I wanted to be a doctor like my dad.
Mm.
But chemistry and physics weren't my thing.
Okay.
And then I said, well, maybe law. But I say it's too stuffy.
Okay.
I can't sit behind a desk and there's too much research. But I found that the culinary arts, cooking, was my thing. In restaurant operations, my thing. I love it. I'm always moving.
Okay.
People say, well, chef, you don't eat. I said, no, I can't eat because it's going to slow me down.
Yeah. It's a dynamic business, this restaurant business.
Oh, it is.
It is. I also must say, according to the business folk, those people who study business, that the restaurant business is one of the most complex business run.
It is.
It has some very many parts.
People don't understand that.
And the bigger the menu, the bigger the complexity.
Oh, listen. People don't understand. You know, 9 out of 10 restaurants fail.
Yeah.
Within 3 years.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 fail within 3 years. And so this is why I was so grateful for ROC X, because banking, very reluctant to lend money to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because of that failure rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You might be sitting there with the greatest idea, great chefs. I know some very good chefs that have opened restaurants and failed. Not because they couldn't cook.
Yeah, yeah.
But just because things just couldn't hit right.
The business of it is the business of it. The cooking is a different story.
I have to be honest. You know, when Chef came, we were like, do we do this? Because restaurants fail. And but the proof is in the pudding. Dad said to me, you know, hey, he survived COVID, and he's one of the few people that have survived COVID. This guy is basically unkillable. We definitely, having recognized that his background, we did our due diligence.
Yeah, and it's okay. So we we're not. By the way, I wonder. I might be a little cook, you know. I mean, I'm not red sealed.
Okay, that's
you know,
okay.
But I might be a little something, right?
I can live with that.
I learned something new today. So now you finished. You're at your chef, executive chef level.
Right.
So what's next?
So I worked in Canada in restaurants for a while, but I always wanted to come home.
Okay.
So you know, in 2008, I said, you know what,
chef, you traveled.
Time. Yeah, well, you know, I lived in New Orleans, lived in Toronto, lived in Kingston, and in Ottawa. I was in Ottawa. My last stop was in Ottawa.
Man,
Ontario.
You spend time in Ottawa.
Yeah, Ottawa is a beautiful city.
It is something. It's a cool city, it's beautiful.
That Rideau Canal. Yeah, yeah. You see it frozen. The people skating to and from work.
I spent a week in Ottawa. Yeah,
there you go. It's beautiful. So I wanted to come home and open my restaurant, but when I came home, at first I said, you know what? Let me try to apply at one of the hotels.
Mm.
So here it was that they were bringing people from Canada with the same designation that I have, wouldn't be what they're offering them.
Yeah, that happens.
So I said, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. So I just started building my own stuff, cooking from home, building a lunch program. And then I tried to get funding to do a restaurant downtown. I lost out on that opportunity with the Entrepreneurial Fund, the Bahamas Venture Fund.
Hmm.
And then I went to, and then Elaine called me and said, look, come give me a hand at Bamboo.
Which was our first encounter.
It was our first encounter. It's correct. And so I worked with Elaine for about 10 months, you know, trying to put some things, you know, help her to get to where she wanted to go, to give her some of my expertise from the international franchise perspective.
Right.
And then I had an offer to become a private chef for a family over at Ocean Club, pay me a little bit more money, and getting me to do more what I did. So I took that opportunity.
Okay.
And then after that, they decided, After I was working for them about 2 years, they decided to move on to England.
Okay.
They still have their house here. And then that's when Mike and Tina gave me the opportunity to come work for them.
Okay.
And so I worked for them. And then, you know, then in March, I said, you know, time for me to do my thing now. You know, because everyone thought I owned Naughty Johnny's because the time and effort I put into it. And I believe that as a chef, you should take the business who you're working for as your own, because it's your menu. It should support it and back it and act like it's yours.
But you use a Popeye Wigan in Canada, with private chef in Bamboo Shack. How you come up with Tropical Gyro?
And now here's what I'm going to tell you now. So I wanted to find, they had the World Relays that year.
Okay.
And that was the first year for John Canoe Carnival.
Okay.
So I decided, well, I want to make some money, so let me book a booth.
Mm.
So initially, I was going to do ribs.
Okay.
I was going to do ribs and some chicken skewers. Okay?
That's scary, you know.
All right.
To think about chef doing ribs.
Okay, so.
Because if you could do this with gyros.
Wait, no, I could. I got a little game.
That's scary.
So, Junkanoo Carnival called me and said, you need to bring your stuff in tomorrow for testing.
Okay.
I wasn't ready because it's going to take me a couple days to prepare to get my ribs ready to go.
Uh-huh.
So I'd been thinking at home because the wife was at work and I was thinking at home about this sandwich.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? Let me just do it. So I went, bought some chicken, lay quarters, boned it out, got some pork. I already had some of my sauce in the fridge. I made my aioli, right? Brought the fruits, the pineapple and the mango. And so I fired up my grill outside and put it together. So when the wife came home and everyone said, what's for dinner? I said, I want y'all to try this. And I gave sandwiches. I said, just try it and tell me what you think. And when they ate it, they said, oh, my goodness. I said, you know, Pam, that's my wife. Hey, Pam, I think this is it. I think this is what I'm going to do at the World Relays in Junkanoo Carnival. So my stepdaughter, Holly, said, well, what are you going to call it? I said, I'm thinking like Paradise Gyro. She said, no. Because of fruit, call it Tropical Gyros. So that's how the name Tropical Gyros came about. So we go to the World Relays. You know, I grabbed one of my fraternity brothers, Leonardo. My couple friends of mine, Chef Whitfield Sanders, he helped me on the grill. Another fraternity brother of mine, Keto, on the grill. And we went to work at the World Relays. I sold 1,700 gyros in 2 days.
Oh, man. Stop talking foolishness.
Listen, 1,700 gyros in 2 days.
Wow.
Trust me.
That'll give you an idea.
Okay. Right? So I said, you know what? I think I got it.
Yeah,
And then we followed it up at Junkanoo Carnival, and I had my good friend Wislet. He was on the grill too. I went to Junkanoo Carnival, and we sold 1,200 that one night at the concert.
Okay, that's a big deal.
So
to sell like 1,200 units of something on one night.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I think we have something.
Okay.
So then I just started doing deliveries from home
okay.
to some businesses, and I was able to let people know that I was the former executive chef at Nolly Johnny. So people then said, oh, well, I remember your food. I'm going to try this now because I remember your food there.
Okay.
And so that gave me, because a lot of people feel in this country, if you don't work at one of the hotels, you're not really an accomplished.
Yeah.
They use the word chef. You're not really an accomplished
unless
cook.
You happen to be like my mother, who's like renowned as a native
okay.
cook.
So
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So people just like, y'all don't know me.
So for me, we started building it from there. And so the thing about Tropical Gyros that I want to let people know and why I talk about the story is that we built this from the ground up. We started doing deliveries from home. Then we went to a professional kitchen on Fire Trail Road. And then from there, we went to an outdoor location on Gladstone Road. And then in March of 2017, we went to the Rosetta Street location. And now here we are.
So, and that's important in business as track record and resiliency, right? Right, Brother Rami? And which is what Chef can give you his story from start to finish, and that says something about what this product is.
Absolutely. No investment is guaranteed. No business is guaranteed. But you can look to the past and say, has this guy done this before? Has his team done this before? Well, I mean, for Chef's story, he just gave you 40 years of work experience in a 10-minute conversation. But so you can't just duplicate him and his experience, but you can invest in him. So that's
absolutely.
This is
what investment is. Listen to me, folks. This is the most brilliant concept there is. You don't have to build something from scratch. You can invest in the thing that was built from scratch, and you buy yourself some success. That's one of your frat brothers, eh?
No.
Oh, he's a different one. Oh, he's one.
Yeah.
that's one of my really, really great brothers.
There you go.
In the faith, man.
There
great
you go.
Guy. Okay.
and it's so true, you know. I tell people, look, when you invest in a company, you become an owner of that company. Like you might not, in the sense of the word, in the nominal sense, that you're involved in the operations, in the day-to-day operations, but you have a vested interest in seeing the success of this company. And so looking at where we have come from, looking at the history that we have on the table, it becomes, wow, I'm going to be a part of this next phase of growth for Tropical Gyros. So he's been around now for 7 years. I'm going to get in here now and help him get to the, help the company and help me earn more return on my investment by helping him to increase his profits, helping him increase location,
And that's the key. And what we say, Shivago, a lot of our customers are, have invested.
Yeah.
So when they eat Tropical Gyros,
they're prosumer.
They're putting money back in the pocket.
They're producing consumer. Profit earning
like
consumer. It's called prosumption.
See, that's why you talk to someone like Shivago.
Now, Chef is smart. See, you notice he started testing that product with his family. Tough.
Really tough.
Listen to me. When I started making them pancakes,
yes,
I had my mummy, all of them sitting on tasting, and they'd be like, okay. It's like, okay, back to strong board and take some more notes. And then when I heard,
There you go.
And I say, yeah, that's the one right there.
That's the key. And family, you know, family will keep you honest.
Family
will keep you honest. And, you know, my wife isn't going to sugarcoat it. My wife is going to tell you exactly how it is, you know, and I like that because she keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
You know, if she tastes the salad, because every day my wife has a salad, you know, I bring home a side salad.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, Kevin, come. This salad dressing ain't right today.
Yeah.
It ain't right. You come, go back. I say, what's up? She said, just double check them to make sure that he's putting the right amount in tomorrow.
Yeah, because you take a chance today with me, because you know I just keep you honest.
Yeah, no, you got it.
And when I took a bite into it, you know, it wasn't that right. I said, yeah, okay.
No.
Let's go to commercial break.
But you see, I know. Oh my God, I you know. So yes, I did take a chance, but I felt confident enough in what we have created.
You did a great job, man.
And so I just say to people, you know, this is a really true for me. You said something earlier. I really live this life. You know, I enjoy what I do. So I don't see it as work. Okay? I enjoy what I do. I look forward to, you know, to giving people, my customers, an opportunity to enjoy good food, healthy food. I'm giving now my staff and other Bahamians an opportunity for employment. Okay? I'm trying to do my part.
We didn't emphasize that, but this is healthy food. This is
Yes, it is.
I mean, menu, from what I can see, is not. It's a healthy menu. I mean, let's talk about the mechanics. People want to invest. They want to get in. They want to put some funds in Tropical Gyros to see that return over time. Mm-hmm. What do they have to do?
So the easiest thing to do is to go to arawakx.com. Now, we just relaunched our platform, actually, 2 days ago. And now people can go and sign up for an account. It takes about 7 minutes to sign up. You'll get a nice login and password. And after you have that account, you'll be able to see all of your investments. So every order, what the status of the order is. So as well as like, so sometimes there's you misfiled something or you misspelled something. They'll make sure that it's all correct. This is an asset that you're buying, which means that you have certain rights. You have the right to vote at annual general meetings. You have the right to, of course, sell your asset. You have the right to use it as collateral. All of these things are being built into the market, but it's arawakx.com. We've tried to make it super, super simple. Super, super simple. So go to arawakx.com. That's the easiest way. If you need to call someone, the phone number's on there too. But we encourage people to do it. We tried to design the platform so if you wake up in the middle of the night tonight and you say, I got to have, you know, you have that fever pitch hits you and you say, I have to have Tropical Gyro shares, you can place that order right now tonight. We've added some new payment options as well. So you can pay by direct payment from your bank, from your banking app. You can pay by check. You can pay by Sun Cash. And now you can actually pay by cash and go. So if you have cash and you want to go and pay by cash, you go to your local cash and go. And we're trying to make it really super accessible. Minimum investment is $36. How it works as an asset is you earn in proportion to the amount that you invest. That's really important to understand. We're just trying to make things easier for you as the investor.
This text says, Chef is my boy, and I supported him from when he was at Naughty Johnny.
Well, thank you.
We have some more text here. Let me get those done. This text, Oh, Lord, we got texts. Say, why don't they promote Gyro the correct way? It's Terry? What does that mean?
Well, the correct word for the correct Greek pronunciation is Gyro.
Gyro, sure.
But
yeah.
Because I'm Bahamian, and we're not doing a Greek-style Gyro, I have Bahamianized it and called it Gyro.
Yeah, but
this is tropical Gyro.
T-E-R-R-I. Oh, I don't know what that is. All right, this says, good afternoon, Mr. Linkskiff. If it's too late to invest in tropical Gyro, thank you, sir.
No, it's not. The portal is going to remain open until October 7th. I think it's a closed date, October 7th. So you have the opportunity. Please, I encourage you to jump on board. 3 years from now, you don't want to be saying, taking it. I missed that chance.
Just another one says, hello, Mr. Lang. Awesome show. Where can I sign up, please?
IROCX.com. Okay, IROCX.com and hit the Tropical Gyros portal, and that will get you going.
Wow. This is another text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I tuned in late. Can you ask the good gentleman, I want to buy some shares. How do you go about it and telephone number to reach them at? Thank you.
What is the telephone number of IROCX?
Number again?
603-5270. 603-5270. We have people standing by, waiting. They're gonna help you walk you through the website so you can invest.
This is another text. Can you give your number, please, Chef, so I can WhatsApp you for more info?
No problem. My telephone number is 651076. I accept all calls, please.
I told you this is Z Live. We just get some sensible listeners on
Yes.
Z Live.
Yes, you do.
This text says, great show as usual. Where to buy shares?
IROCX.com. Tropical Gyros. We're waiting for you.
Say, Mr. Lang, I like money, so if I invest, do you get paid yearly?
Actually, I'm going to tell you about the dividends, because I think that's an important component for all investors to understand. My plan is to pay dividends quarterly.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're looking at opening the second location on December 1st. That is the target date. So I want to give us 6 months to operate two locations. So we're looking at the first dividend payment, hopefully to come out in September of 2023. Now, I have always said that I will take 50% of my profits, the company's profits, and divide it amongst my shareholders. So my accountant and the board of directors will determine what the dividend share payment is per share based on the amount of profit for that quarter.
This text says, good afternoon. You're doing an awesome job, Mr. Kalma, Shivago. I wondered yesterday if it was a pre-recorded show, as you kept saying Monday when you should have had Wednesday. Maybe just a good life. Yeah, it was a good life yesterday. Said, I'd like to know exactly where is your store on Rosetta Street.
Okay, we're right at where Rosetta hits Markey Street. We're right on the right-hand side in the little plaza, right opposite Palmdale Furniture on the Rosetta Street side.
I love these questions. How much do I need to put in as an investment? Also, is it ongoing, or how often would I have to invest, and what are the returns to me? Great questions.
These are great investing questions. And I think this is probably a good time to shift the conversation into more of the business and the investment opportunity. I know we spent the first half of it talking about
the development,
the product and the development and the history. But let's talk some numbers. Yep. Chef, why don't you?
Okay. So let's take the question. How much do I need to put in as an investment?
Okay. The minimum investment you would have to, it would be $36, and that would be equivalent to 4 shares.
Okay, and also, is it ongoing, or how often would I have to invest, and what returns?
Okay, right now, the portal remains open only until October 7th. We will, under advisement of the board, decide to come back to the crowdfunding if we look to expand, depending on how great we do over the next 17 days with this raise. As far as the return of the investment, it'll be very difficult for me to say at this point what the dividend share would be per share, dividend payment per share. But what I can say is that we are projected this year to do a little over $950,000 in revenue at Rosetta Street. Okay? In 2017, we did $447,000. So you can see the increase in revenue. We project next year with two locations to do $2 million. That is our goal, to shoot for $2 million in revenue. We operate on a 78 to 80% operating cost against revenue, which gives us a gross profit margin of 20 to 22%. So if you look at a 20% profit margin on $2 million, we're looking at $400,000, which then we would take $200,000 and divide and give that back to our shareholders as a return on their investment. So right now, we have raised to date, I think yesterday, as $189,000 so in cash. So if we were to give out next year $200,000, we've essentially given back basically exactly what we've raised this year so far in cash. So ongoing, and then as we scale up, so now next year, that's two locations. By 2024, we might have three locations. So now let's look at $3 million in revenue. So now that goes up.
I don't know what the numbers are in the Bahamas because we don't have those statistics, but in the United States of America, like average restaurant profits could be basically between 3% and 10% depending.
That is correct.
You can get something doing better than 10%, but that's exceptional. Generally speaking, it's more percent, but you can have between 3% and 10%. So if you're doing 10%, 15%, you are hot in the restaurant business.
Yes. Well, one of the things we do is, you know, we try to maximize our costs. Okay, so we can increase our profit margin. Okay. And, you know, operation.
Try to minimize your costs.
Sorry. Yeah, you are absolutely correct. Minimize our costs and maximize our margins.
I just want to make sure people don't run around.
Yes.
You have a chef say?
Yeah. So we try to minimize our costs. And I'm looking, like I give you an example. We don't fluctuate our prices based on the market. Okay? Prices went up. We stayed the course with our pricing. Because I believe that sales cures all ails in any business. And so if I do more volume, what happens now is that with my payroll, if my sales go up and I'm doing the same amount, my labor cost percentage comes down because I'm doing more revenue with the same amount of labor. So that offsets the cost of the increase in the cost of goods. Okay? Now, as we move forward, we make adjustments in the business on the labor component to ensure that we maintain our operational fixed costs.
Okay?
Okay? And that's what the center's about, okay? The center's going to help us to also control our costs to ensure consistency, but then also allow for the product to grow even better because people say, wow, I could get Tropical Giles on the way home now, okay?
This text says, Mr. Culmer, you are putting Bahamians on their feet. Great show. You have Bahamians in your best interest.
Yes, I do. I thank you for that. This is our country. You know, we are here. It's no sense us complaining about the country unless we are going to stand up and try to do something about it to help get it on the right track. By offering people opportunities of investment and ownership in your business, we're giving normal people who may not have had the opportunity to come about and go forward.
You know, you talked about dividends, and lots of people talk about dividends because that's the cash payout that you will get. But there is another component to investing. You get the capital gains because if the value of the shares go up, then you can later on, if you decide to sell those shares, sell it for a higher price than what you picked it up for, and that's a gain to you as well, right?
Yes, that's the technical question, right? What is the value of a share? Well, that's the purpose of stock exchanges, really, is to allow the market for you to sell to somebody else that wants to buy. So we're developing our secondary market right now. We expect in Q1 of next year, it'll be launched. So people will have an opportunity to exit if a life event occurs. And people will have the opportunity to buy more shares. If they say, you know, I really like what this guy is doing. Yeah, the price might be a little bit higher, but I still believe in him and I want to make sure to put my money there. There's a lot of people that have just made fortunes in the United States by just buying Disney stock. Every time they get a payroll, they get paid, they just buy a couple of Disney stock, buy a couple of Disney stock, buy a couple of Disney stock. I know someone who literally hasn't worked since they were like 35 because they just live off of Disney stock. These are financial products that you can use to build the kind of lifestyle that you want. And that's the purpose. Chef needs the money to grow. he's willing to share in the benefits. He's willing to do all of the KYC, all of the corporate governance to make sure that you know as an investor that he's doing what he says he's going to do with the money. Have to take a chance. And if you take a chance and you bet right, you're going to see the rewards.
And you know,
and that's what it's about.
Here's my rule of thumb for betting right. Here's what I ask myself as a business person and as a customer or an investor. I ask myself, can I see myself 15 years from now biting into that sandwich?
Okay.
And having an experience that says, man, this is great. Because you could say that about, and I'm not naming any franchises,
right,
but you could say that about a number of franchises, right?
Right.
Where you could say, you know, I could see myself 10 years from now biting
right
into that again. I could see myself biting into this salmon gyro 10, 15 years from now. What does that mean? That means that you have a potentially resilient business product.
Right. Indeed.
As a business person, I ask myself when I'm trying to think about a business, I said to Shivago, can you see yourself doing this business for 15 years? If the answer is no, I'm not starting that business. I'm doing it because you got to put your heart and soul in building these things. And if you can't see yourself doing that, if you can't see yourself consuming that product 15 years from now, other people consuming that product 15 years from now, then you say, no, I'm not sure. Because if you're in it, if you're investing for the long haul, you're really an investor.
That is correct.
If you're trying to play the market day in and day out, that's for other people.
Someone.
Yeah, that's for some other people. But if you're investing for the long haul, that's what matters.
You know, and it's luckily interesting that you said that, because someone asked me, well, how long do you plan to keep Tropical Gyros? I said, as long as the community and the consumers enjoy the product, okay? Because I don't see any end to it, you know, and I am trying to build a team of succession so that when I step away at some point, that the company can still function. I will always be there as the face of Tropical Gyros.
You building a business system.
I'm building a system. You better believe it.
This text says, Mr. Lang, I say, tell your guests once I invest, I want them to maintain good customer service. That's important to me. I ain't eat lunch yet. Please stop mentioning the salmon. I ready to walk for a tropical. Man, go get it. And don't tell me stop talking about it, because I have enough species I can go try wake on. You know what I mean? But you have a chance. You have an opportunity to go get yours. Listen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we can continue our conversation with Chef Kevin Culmer of Tropical at JFK Plaza, where the production center is going up. And another unit of Tropical Gyro is going to be just down the road. And so those of you who want options and locations, it's coming. And those of you who want opportunities to invest, that's coming too. We're also here with Darcy Raming Jr. from Arawak X. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Shivago Lang, Z Live.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
It's not too late. You still have an opportunity to be one of the new owners in Tropical Gyros today. All you have to do is go to ArawakX.com. Select Tropical, start the process. It's that easy. Don't forget to pay to secure your investment. For assistance in signing up, we will be at the new location in the JFK Plaza. For more information, call 603-5270 or email invest@ArawakX.com.
The holiday season is a time for family and fellowship and sweet treats. Why not spread joy by the dozen with Dunkin' Donuts? With a wide variety of delicious flavors such as glazed, jelly, sprinkles, chocolate, or the Dunkin' Classic Boston Cream, Dunkin' Donuts has flavors that everyone loves. Pick up your dozen donuts today at your nearest Dunkin' and share some holiday love. Dunkin' Donuts, spread joy by the dozen. the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
Hey, Bill, glad to see you back in the office.
Who?
Bill.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think you're mistaking me for someone else.
Tom.
Nope.
Jack.
No.
Alex.
No. Want me to just tell you?
Nope, I got this, George.
No, you don't. Still not me.
Adam.
Not even close, man.
We're like a coworker that didn't forget your name. CG Atlantic Agents and Brokers. Good like that.
Okay, good to see you, Mark Mike Johnson.
It's Mordecai.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's trading. I go to the mall for motor. Drive to Bay Street to get a home quote. Swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. Boy, Chef, you got all kind of people texting me today. We're here with Chef Kevin Kalmer of Tropical Gyro. Before I spoke to Chef a couple of times, I had no experience with Tropical Gyro. I want you to know I'm sold. I'm especially sold because I could eat Tropical Gyro with like no conscience issues, because I am trying to maintain my health, and so I'm trying to be more careful with my eating. And today I had me a salmon gyro, and it had the salmon was beautifully grilled. I'm not a big fan of salmon, I might as well tell you, but beautifully grilled, seasoned. I had some lettuce and some onions, and I had some pineapple, fresh pineapple, and then Chef got this sauce, right? I ain't gonna ask him the secret because I wouldn't tell him mine. But when I poured it on there, I didn't know what to expect, and I took a bite in it. I was like, oh my gosh, this works. This works. And that was only one. He brought like seven samples. But Brother Raming Jr. had, what you had?
I had the pork.
He had the pork. I'm not hating on him. I was going to go for the pork, but I said, no, I'm going to do the salmon today, right? Because if she problem. But he got the salmon right. So we're here with him at the what's going to be the production center for the franchise. And just down the road from the production center, right in this JFK Plaza, is going to be another Tropical Gyro. So if you live further away or work further away from Palmdale and you are closer to out west, you can then go right here to JFK Plaza. And you got to worry because standardization means you can get the gyro the same here as you get in Palmdale.
That is correct.
Am I right on that?
Oh, absolutely correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, let me just get some of these texts out the way before we go back into some more information about how you can invest. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Culmer. Do I pay online or can I come in and pay cash? I would like to pay 36 twice. I am ready to make some money. Hey, okay.
Okay. So you can pay online or you can pay via check at ROACX, or you can pay with cash at Cash and Go. So we've just opened the Cash and Go feature. You place your order online, and then you can take that and go into a Cash and Go. I know we've had a lot of people saying they need more options to pay. We are adding more options as time goes on. Chef has 17 days left for you to be a participant in it. I'm still pretty sure, Chef, we're going to be hearing people on day 18, day 20 saying, oh, man, I really wish I could have bought some of those.
It's the Bahamian way.
It is the Bahamian way.
But you could buy on the 18th. You could come and take my shares for like double. So, you know,
exactly.
I can start the secondary market.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
This text is into this. Says, hey, I heard you guys on the radio. I went to the Palmdale location. I got the jerk. Delicious. I will check out investment opportunity.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
See live working for you. All right. We got another text here. Says, is JFK Plaza where R&D Cinema used to be? Yes, it's where Bahamas Harvest Church is. Yeah, Pastor Mario Moxie, I guess give you a plug because you are my boy. I got you. All right. That's where we are, right in the old R&D Plaza building, JFK Plaza. You're very welcome. This text says, oh, by the way, Chef, as a former banker, what is the percentage of the shares?
Well, we're offering 10% of, on this raise, we're offering 10% of our shares, of our current shares right now. I think it's like 94,000, I think. Darcy, we have on the, I think so far we've probably, about 29,000 have been purchased, roughly.
So you are offering 10% of your shares.
Yes.
At a
$9 a share.
And so you're trying to raise in total on this tranche 900?
Well, 850,000. Around 850,000.
That's a pretty good valuation.
And they gave us an $8.3 million valuation.
That's a pretty good valuation,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
And they the business managers and ROACX have supported their rationale for doing so, and it's all listed on the platform. You know, I gave them my numbers and I said, you know, it's in your hands and the business consultants, and it's in your hands. You know, I watched Shark Tank, and you know, I said, okay, let me see how it works.
Yeah, okay. I mean, on the revenues that you talked about, I can see that.
Okay,
see that.
Thank you. I feel certified then.
This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I don't know anything about these kind of investments. So can Darcy or someone break it down, preschool level, please?
Okay.
And they say, example, if I invest $1,000, what can I expect quarterly? And how many shares will that purchase? Good question. And the gyro sounds so tasty. Where is he, or does he deliver? They deliver? Do they deliver? Thanks.
I believe the easy question is, do they deliver? Yes, via the Craven app, if I'm correct. Okay, so you are buying what is called equity in a company. And what equity is its ownership of the company. Now, it's not controlling ownership, which means you don't get to walk into the business and tell Chef how to run the business. But you do have certain rights to profits, and that right to profits is called a dividend. And that's all, when you're buying ordinary shares in any company, that's kind of what you're buying, those rights to profits after certain bills have been paid. Now, in terms of how that money gets divided. The better the business does, the more money gets sent out in dividends. And Chef has outlined his dividend policy. It's included in a document on the website called the crowd offering document, if you want to read the legalese. And I suggest you do so. One of the things that we at ArawakX have tried to do is make this process super, super transparent to educate people. But you can only be educated if you kind of do a little bit of work, your homework yourself. So sit down, click, go to ArawakX.com, put an hour aside just to go through the process of reading what the investment is about, reading the plans that Chef and his team are going to do, reading who his team is. Take a look at the crowd offering document. It was specifically designed with us and the Securities Commission to demystify what it is that you're actually buying. I know, when I first got into investing and looking at prospectuses and things, it can seem confusing at first. But all that is, and all that legalese and all this accounting is there for you to make an intelligent decision. You don't have to even know what any of this stuff means at first, but come in, start. Because once you start, over time, you're going to figure certain things out. It's like nobody really knows what it's like to own land until you own a house or property. And then you know everything about it because it's yours. And likewise with securities and with equities, buy one, get some of the financial disclosures. Ask questions, because it's a perfect conversation starter for you to...
Talk to people who know.
And yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I don't know medicines. I talk to my doctor. Right?
That's correct.
And, you know, if you're going to invest, don't invest more than you could afford to lose.
That's correct.
So that gives you a chance to put your toe in it and kind of see how she rolls.
Mm-hmm.
At $1,000 a share, you're looking at 111 shares. Am I correct on that? Because yes. It's $9 a share. Okay,
yep.
So that's another question.
So...
Yep.
And the other thing that I wanted to say in relation to, you know, what your return would be. Investing is something that you look at a long term, right? Like almost like a term deposit or savings account. So if you went and put $1,000 in a bank account and say, I'm just going to leave it there, chances are likely in 2 years, you're going to have less than $1,000 because they're going to charge you bank fees every month to have that money in the bank, okay? But with a $1,000 investment in Tropical Gyros holding 111 shares, every quarter you're going to see some money in return on that, okay? And so that's all going to be predicated on how well we do profit-wise. But like I said, we're projected the first year to do about $200,000 in profit to be divided amongst people. They're based on what we're currently doing now at Rosetta Street. And that's the key. This is the numbers I've just thrown out and taken out of the air. These are numbers that I've looked at from our growth in the last 5 years and how we've grown. And even how we've grown in the past 3 months. We've had a 40% increase in our sales and our revenue from
promoting,
June.
Promoting, too, right?
A lot more people are knowing about it. Exactly.
And that's important. And that's what I think is always so important is if you're doing well without promotion, the more people get to know, now you're talking about expanding the opportunity for sales. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. To you and your guests, I have to try the gyro and I will definitely invest in it. All the best to Mr. Kalmar.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
So you got another one coming there. This text says, just tuned in, want to invest $1,000, please. How can I?
Hold on. Let me put you on to Darcy.
Yes.
All right, so new system, go to ArawakX.com, sign up for an account. If you have already and previously invested, we are currently contacting all of the 2,000 people that have previously invested in ArawakX to give them their credentials. But you will be able to sign up for a new account. It takes 7 minutes. Once you have the account, you'll be able to place orders. And once everything is approved, you can make payment. You can make payment via online through SunCash, or you can pay in person at ArawakX. We're located at Sandyport by check, or you can pay in cash at Cash and Go. So we've tried to make it super simple. We're adding new payment options all the time. If you have any questions, feel free to call us, 603-5270, 603-5270. But that's it. We're trying to make it super simple, and we're trying to make sure that people have the necessary information to invest and necessary education to know what they're buying.
Now, we're running out of time. We got 2 minutes, but let me read this. By the way, I eat at Rosetta Street location daily. This is a great question. What will happen to my investment if the business fails?
Well, the business isn't going to fail. I'm going to say that to you. But at the same time, we will look to protect all of our investors the best way we can.
All right. Did I hear correctly? 111 shares for $1,000? Yes, you heard correctly. Can I pay via credit or debit card?
Yes, you can.
You can pay via debit or credit card, folk. Man, now you all decide the show's ending. You want to text me. Let me see. I'm going to get in as much as I can in the 1 minute I have left. This text says, I have 12 shares. All right.
Very good. Thank you.
This says, good afternoon. I'm glad to be a shareholder of Tropical Gyros. Good topic today. Does Tropical Gyro now take cards? For a long time, I wasn't able to go because I never had the cash on hand.
We do. It's up and running.
Okay. We already break down the dividends, man. Quarterly, that's four times a year. Depending on how the business does, you get a percentage of the amount you invested. Can I buy stocks in increment? You could buy stocks in increment up to the seventh. So after the seventh, you can't do it anymore unless you're going to buy it from somebody else. All right. I am plumb out of time, folks. Listen, Chef, it's a pleasure, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for having us today. Feed me, but Raming Jr., thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I'm a fan. I'm a Tropical Gyros fan. And I can do my due in a minute. Anyways, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Shivago. Appreciate
it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here by Tropical Gyros, up-and-coming production center, where we've been talking with Chef Kevin Culmer and of Arawak X, Darcy Raming Jr. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God spares life. You know what tomorrow is, right? Bye-bye.
Oh, that's some music time. I'm going to be listening.
Bye-bye Friday. All right, go, folks. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God's best life.
Wait.